Hey everyone, I'm just checking in to see if we're live yet. I did hit the live stream button, so everybody just waiting for everyone to kind of chime in. Tell us where you are. If you're on Instagram, you can comment. Oh, hi, Ronan. You can comment in the Instagram comments. I am watching that. So welcome, Powder Man, Ricky, and Shaz, Highland Powder, how's them, Chris? Oh, I love your, and Old School Speed Shop, that's Chemo. Hi, Chemo. He's one of our clients. And we've got 218 Blast and Paint. Hello, welcome to the show. Hopefully I did everything right. We are live and I see that we've got some people following us. So let's get started with the show. Trying to get a special guest on here in a couple minutes and he's working on that in the background. Let me just text him really quick. You know, the guys came on the show last week and I wanted to do a follow-up show with you guys so that I could get some feedback. We could talk about powder coating and we can enjoy, I just really like to hear back from you guys. Make sure that you all got your prizes. If somebody didn't hear back from some of our donations people, let us know. I know that the people that won the Tiger stuff got all situated there. Just wanted to know if anybody else had any problems getting or claiming their donation or their winnings, their giveaway winnings. So just, oh, good, Kier. Roscoat at Roscoat is our new Instagram channel for the podcast. And the reason why is I want to kind of keep Maui Powder Works still for clients too. And, so I thought, well, if you just want to listen to the podcast, you can just head over to the Roscoat podcast. The Roscoat Instagram and follow us there too. So we're going to try to pull a lot of you guys that follow and listen to the podcast over to that Roscoat channel. So just head over there and just follow me and then I'll follow you guys back. How are you doing, Victor? Thank you so much.
Not bad. I had to come down and use the old computer. I was struggling with the laptop.
No, the struggle was mine. I was giving you the wrong links. So anyways, my fault.
No worries.
Welcome to the show. I was just kind of going through everything with everybody. I was trying to get you the links and then talk to people too. So we've got a live going on Instagram too. And there's about 7 or 8 people watching us now. Roro says, Victor, yay. We missed you. I know it's been hard for you. And, you know, I'm just going to let you know, just if you feel like sharing, that's fine. But I'm not going to pry or anything like that. I know that everybody knows that you're going through a difficult time. And
it sucks.
That's all that can be said about it, right? I mean, yeah, a family tragedy is a family tragedy. It doesn't matter. It's a loss.
Especially when it's completely intertwined with everything in life. Like, it wasn't just losing my wife. I lost my business partner. I lost my best friend, my riding partner, like everything. Like, we did everything together. It wasn't just my spouse, which sucks enough as it is, but.
I totally get that because, you know, you don't realize how much you are intertwined with the person, right? Like every day I see Ross, good, bad, or indifferent, you know, like around his mood. We'll get to that later. I have something planned for later that's hopefully going to cheer you up. I get these creative bursts and then I have to do something with it. And anyways, I've been trying to try out this AI stuff and And you know how you can turn yourself into a cartoon or whatever. Yeah. So anyways, that's coming later. But I just want to say, you know, we donated some money to Victor. I sent it out today or yesterday.
Yeah, you guys rock. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah. It's we're going to continue that too, because I'm going to try to get it to where you can download it. And because there were some people that either paid and didn't get it or wanted to see it after and stuff. So we are working on getting it up there and get it so that everybody can watch it. It was a fun show. We had a lot of fun, but we missed you. And, it's not easy, but I'm trying to get you out of your shell. And
I'm trying, I promise. It's time to come out of hiding. I know, but it's just hard, man.
Yeah, it is. I know.
I literally got down to the shop just a few months ago. So it's been rough, but I'm here.
Yeah. And shout out to Justin too, who's working late. For sure. Yeah. He's still working late. I know he's listening to the show. Told too many people I could knock them out before we left, and because he's going on a trip.
I know the feeling, man.
Got 17 more handles left. Okay. Well, I saw all the work in your shop, and you are amazing. I don't know if you got through it all, but if you did, it'd be like crazy. So yeah, I can't believe. Yeah. Yeah. And I talked to Brad at Utah Powder Works, and he, was working till like, I was talking to him about a client, and he was working till like after 9 o'clock last night, and he's got 5 kids at home. So, you know, shout out to all you hardworking guys working late, you know?
Yeah. I'm struggling with trying to figure out how to schedule now. It's just me. So last Monday was a 4 a.m. night before I called off, and then, you know, back up at 6:30 the next morning. So it was late nights are what people don't see. You know, they think it's all easy and money and all the time off in the world you want. And technically they're correct. You can take all the time off in the world you want, but you're not going to pay your bills. You got to piss all your customers off. So
yeah. Cash flow. You got to keep that cash flow going and as much as you can. And sure. It's hard to even, it's hard to even take a vacation sometimes, you know? No, right? We're going, I'm leaving tomorrow to go to Powder Coating Week, and then I'm hopefully going to be doing a live there and stuff. I'll try. I put it in the calendar for myself. I'm sure I'll wrangle somebody after lunch and we can chat before the next session begins. And then Ross is going skiing with his dad because now his mom passed away. So in November, so he's always worried about his dad. So he's going
to get it.
His dad and stuff.
Trust me, I understand.
Yeah. So while we're gone, you guys can come on over here and bust in do some work for us.
I'm ready for some warm weather. I tell you, it wouldn't be a bad idea.
Whatever you need to do. Anyways, okay. Well, let's ask everybody how was this week for you? I know there was a lot of chitter chatter this week in our little chit chat forum group with the guys about. I know Rich did a bunch of bumpers, how he made these bumpers. Ross wouldn't even touch that. I mean, he would, it was a lot of grade D rust that was there and had to be blasted off. Yeah. It started out rough and ended up good. Yeah. I'd have to agree with that. It was kind of a intense.
Yeah, the one he posted looked really good.
Yeah. It did, but he said he's pretty much had enough of those bumpers. I think he did 6 of them or something like that. So, I know Ashton got some stuff from Prismatic, some banners and stuff, and then he got a huge box of goodies from High Temp tape. Masking. Yeah, because I don't know. I think they sponsor him. Oh, you're there. Hi, Ashton. So I saw a video he showed. I wasn't sure if the video came before the box or if the box came before. Yeah, it was hard. I don't know. I just had crazy drivers everywhere I went today. And they all seem to be over the age of 80. Anyways, I got through my day. So just looking for anybody that joined us for the live last week. If you had any kind of questions or if you had any feedback, just pop it in the chat there. Rags to Riches says, thinking of you every day, Vic.
So, dude.
Yeah. And Jay from Powderworks just joined in. Hi, Jay. Okay. So I need some help. Ross is, he's starting a new powder coating company. And, we're trying to figure out what the name should be.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, you know how those logo people always pop in on those groups and stuff? Well, I don't want to use those guys. So I created my own, logos for Ross. And I think there's like 4 or 5 concepts here. So, I'm going to share my screen and see if, share screen. Okay. And okay, here. We're going to start with this one. I don't know, can you see that?
Yeah, Orcs Powderworks. We only
Orcs
do greens.
Powderworks. Yeah. We only do greens. And it says ask for the D&D discount.
All right.
So, basically I took Ross's photo. I'm wondering if I have it. I took his photo and I said, take an up close shot. Cause you know, you can play with this AI stuff, right? Yeah. So, I probably should have put the first photo up, which was the original photo. Here, I'll show you. This is the original photo.
Oh, quite the similarity.
Something got into him this week because he wanted to make his own videos like for TikTok and stuff. And I'm like, how are you doing that? Cause he has no concept of that at all. So, I was kind of like waiting to see what he'd come up with, but, I'll look at that later. But anyways, okay. So here's Orcs Powders. We do only greens. Ask for the D&D discount. Does anybody like that one?
It's a little limiting.
It is. Yeah, it's a little limiting. Okay.
Make it easy to schedule your work, though. Only off the green. I dig it.
Okay, here's the next one.
Tuesdays only.
Tuesdays only customs. I only work Tuesdays.
That would be really nice. I would like that.
Tuesday this one is
12 and then 12 to 12.
This one's classic because, you know, if you know Ross, he hates working Mondays. So I just said, could you just stop coming in on Mondays? Give me a break.
Yeah, they're all Mondays anymore. Jeez.
Does anybody like Tuesdays only customs? You can vote in the comment. Just vote and comment. Say yes for Tuesdays if you like. Maybe everybody wants to see all of them and then they'll vote. Okay. So let's continue on. So Tuesdays only customs. Here's one. Infernal Essence Powder Castings.
Interesting.
Yeah. They get a free trip to hell with any 4-wheel resto.
Seems like a great deal.
It could be.
No, you get a free trip.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure I'm that interested though. In the end. So, if anybody likes the Infernal Essence Powder Castings, with a free trip to hell. Please vote now. let's see. What else do we got here? Next one is, okay, here. I like this one. Galactic Federation coders, we do not accept Empire credits.
All right.
There are, you know, it's kind of, you know, end of an empire, beginning of a new one, you know.
Has anyone tried to pay you in Bitcoin yet?
No. Yeah. That's a good, that'd be a good question to find out, like, who does get Bitcoin? I mean.
Been offered Bitcoin, I've been offered Oxy.
Which the other one?
Oxy.
Oh.
Yeah. No thanks.
Oh. Wow. Cash is usually works here pretty cash well. Team. Russ really responds to that.
Yeah, I like cash. Cash is good.
Cash is good. So unfortunately, Galactic Federation is a bit limited because they don't accept Empire credits, but it's a worthy cause. Yeah. Here's my favorite one.
If you get behind that one.
420 performance.
It's my vote.
Is that your vote? Everybody,
so far, yeah.
Everybody likes that one.
So far, yeah.
All right. 420 performance, not 710, 420. Right over here in Hawaii. My favorite part is the cat.
The cat rocks.
The cat rocks. I thought about putting Yoda on the other one, but I thought, well, I'll keep this one. This one's my favorite, especially with the colorful dreads, because I mean he can pretty much do any color while he's smoking.
Can't imagine what the contamination issues would look like with those dreads, but it's all right.
There are some problems there, isn't it?
Full for the hairs and you're finished. No thanks.
So that I said, go ahead, everybody, just vote for the one. It looks like Roro voted for Island Boy powder coating.
I like that one too.
It won't let me. Oh, how come it won't let you join? I don't know. Retro powder coating. But you can see. Can't you if you're on? I don't know. I'm still getting this Instagram thing's kind of different for sure. But you should be able to see everything that's going on live. So anyways. Yeah. So I thought that was pretty good. Let's see if anybody else is. Has anybody else got a vote there for the 420 performance? Kind of like that one. You can't tell because the smoke is off screen. If it's in his hand or if it's coming out of the gun, you know, so like it's hard to tell. He could have some. Yeah, he could have something in his. Anyways, I'm trying to cheer you up, Victor.
I like it. That's my favorite so far.
That's why I saved it till last.
I think it's my vote.
Anyways, that concludes my my funness for the week. I had some energy and I had to get it out, you know.
I'm with you.
Yeah, we got a lot of suggestions from last week's live on what to continue talking about. So
what do you got?
What did we have? Well, we talked about some people were asking about gun settings and then skills and stuff like that, which you and I talked about.
Sure.
And stuff. So scaling with your guns and when do you know when to scale, you know, and stuff. And there was, to be honest with you, there was so much questions in the chat from the live. I have to actually go through it and just watch it again so that I can see the comments because there were just, everybody was coming up with ideas left and right. It was just a bit overwhelming. The other funny thing that happened behind the scenes and, you know, was because I thought I had it all figured out and I have this little button in the upper right-hand corner. It says go live. and I thought I had clicked it. So we just started talking, getting the show started for like 24 minutes. Okay. Meanwhile, people in the comments were going, hey, I can't see anything. What's going on? And thank God I have my daughter, Alexa, kind of in the background, helping me out with the technical stuff. And so she was responding with, hold on, we'll be right back. You know, we're working on the back. And that's when I looked up. And you know how, like, when you get started, it's a little awkward when you start a podcast because, you know, you're trying to, you know, tap into the vibe or whatever. And everybody's really uptight, right? Because I don't want to say everybody was, we weren't uptight, but like we were trying to be more formal, right? And so by the time that we realized that I had forgotten to turn it off, all that uptight energy or, you know, excited energy kind of just, you know, dropped out of the room. And so it was just perfect. Everybody had gotten relaxed. I had relaxed. Everybody had relaxed. And awesome. And we all kind of laughed at each other, laughed at me. I mean, I'm the one that made the mistake. So we got it off. We had it. That's the kind of stuff that happens behind the scenes, but you know, we're getting it going. We're figuring it out. There's a lot of like buttons to push on this program back here. And it can be a bit overwhelming, but I thought it went really well. I was so pleased. I was exhausted for sure. It took a whole month to plan it.
It was a terrible day for me. It was not good at all.
Well, you know, our agreement was just whatever worked, you know what I mean? And if it didn't work, it was just nothing to be done about it. So, you know, we just went with what we did but we know, you know, we'll see you soon, you know, on the next live. So, and I'm so happy that you've joined us today just to say hi and stuff, you know, it's been great. So, anyways, okay, well, I think I'm good. I'm ready to start my Friday.
Nice.
And I thank you for coming. I just wanted to see your beautiful face and know you're physically okay and you're doing okay moment by moment.
Minute by minute.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I definitely thank you for everything you've done for me and for everybody that's reached out and all the support the community showed. You know, it's been... Yeah. It's been eye-opening. I hate it took this to make me realize that, but at the same time, I greatly appreciate everyone.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Thank you for saying that. I think you're making new friends through us because I've made some new friends in the last couple days too, doing this live and stuff. So
it's a small community, man. It's not as big as people think. And I know there's, you know, a couple dozen coders around me, but it's not the same. So,
yeah. And I think the group that Ronan started is working out really nice. I think there's, it's been very helpful to be in a different kind of vibe on this group. And it's like more established coders than just the guy starting that just started yesterday kind of thing. Right. So it's a little different vibe in there. And I kind of like it.
Those guys too, as long as they've got a passion for powder, I'm all about it, but it's just,
yeah.
When I see them turn out shit work and not care and that really.
Yeah. Me. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I saw some of that yesterday. When I went to somebody's site, but anyways, you know, it exists. And it's funny because it's like they'll put stuff on their website and pictures and stuff. And then you see, as a coder, I got to see another person's terrible work. Right. And I'm like, oh, my God, I would never put that on the website. Yeah. You know, like, yeah. And then just background, you know, pictures of the not background pictures, but like, you know, it's a picture of him and the guy that they're looking at the part, you know, as part of something from a website, you know, like about us or whatever. Right. And you can see all the powder on the floor. And I'm thinking, oh my God, it's like you have you got some technical problems going on there, bro. You know,
the floors in my powder shop squeak like a gym floor.
So yeah,
that's the way I have to have it. Prep shop's a different story. It's a disaster, but
that's the dirty side of the business, right?
You know,
so, but you know, when you see that much powder on the floor, and it's not that they're not cleaning up. It's just that there's not the grounding that you need is not quite perfect. Yeah. So there's a lot of waste on the floor. Mm-hmm.
And even with a good booth, you still have, you know, dust that goes everywhere. It's part of it. I mean,
yeah.
Takes me a whole day to clean when I switch back to white. I clean my floors 3 to 4 times a week, depending on, you know, how bad they get, what's going on. You know, if it's dusty outside and real windy, you know, I think I clean this as much as I shoot. So,
yeah,
that's all part of it.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just kind of stuff I pick up on now when I'm looking at other people's sites and stuff. So put your best work forward. Otherwise, don't bother putting your pictures up there if it's not your best work.
I learn a lot looking at people's background pictures. I think I'm more interested in that than the actual work at the time.
Yeah. It was the first time I actually paid attention to the background of somebody's, you know, because most of the time you're looking at what, you know, if they're ISO or they're doing this or that or how long they've been in the business and stuff.
Right. But
this was like, oh, good God. Take your website down until you can do good work, then put it back up.
Yeah, I would really like if our industry had a little bit better name to it, a little better reputation. And I tell a lot of kids that, you know, they're not old enough to remember, but you can get a $750 Mako paint job, you know, back when I was a kid. Or you can go see my buddy a couple hours away, and it's a $15,000 paint job. Technically, they're both paint jobs, but they're really not the same. So, you know, you can have a home oven and crank out good work, or you can have a home oven and crank out just garbage. Technically, you're powder coating, or you can have a professional shop. And it's just, it sucks that it's all kind of lumped into the same. So,
yeah. And there are different stages, and maybe that's what we should talk about, is just what kind of, you know, break it down into what kind of stages each person is in, or, you know, the phases of your business. Because when I was talking to Brad at Utah Powder Works yesterday, I mean, I saw where he was at. I remember being there, right? You know, and he was working out of his home and then just, you know, launched his commercial spot like about a year and a half ago. And it's done very well. I mean, I could see all the projects but he was working late at night, and, you know, he was still kind of scaling, you know, with the equipment and stuff, you know? So that's a hard place to be in. And you unfortunately have to be there for a while.
That's expensive.
Unless you have like, you know, a sugar mama or whatever, you know, but for the most part, it's hard in those, I don't know, struggling years, I guess, intermediate years. And then all of a sudden the equipment kind of matches the level of the business coming in and stuff like that. You know, like it's like, I think of it as starting an engine, you know, when it just, you know, it kind of tries to turn over and turn over and turn over, and then all of a sudden it kind of just starts to gain a momentum there, right?
I started in my basement. Had a small Ted's Fab oven. I built my own booth. Started with a Columbia Coatings Cool Coat system. Quickly learned the limits of that, and figured out I needed to buy a booth and a bigger oven and a Gema and so on and so forth. But it's expensive, man, and I tried everything I could, you know, on a budget, and, you know, I was wearing this stuff out within a year. So I understand the struggle, and, you know, I've spent a small fortune in equipment, and it's paid off in the long run in terms of reliability and, you know, and stuff like that. You know, it's done the worst and having equipment that's not dependable. And I remember those days clearly.
Yeah. Sometimes business just doesn't move as fast as we would like it to, or, you know, and it has, you know, you may have the customer or clientele, or you may have the equipment, but not the customers. I mean, there's just so many components to it, right? You know, somehow, you know, you want to kind of get them all lined up so that they're all chugging at the same rate, you know?
It's hard.
Yeah, it is. So, well, you know, I'm sure he's a very smart man, and I know he will get through this phase, but it's unfortunately maybe a phase that is takes a little longer than you want it to be in, you know, and stuff. So, yeah, but, I think we're good.
Nice.
Thanks for joining us.
It's good to see you, Kim.
Yeah, you too.
We'll talk soon, okay?
Yeah, we'll be in touch, and we'll get you all set up for the next show. And
I look forward to it.
Yeah, we'll loop you in on what we're talking about next.
Nice. I'm in a little better spot now, so I'll be here next time.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
take care, Kim.
Have a beautiful weekend. Yeah, I will. Okay, see ya. Bye.